What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Making it official with a bit of an intro there. Welcome to the BFM studio, Sam from Shapeshift there. Always a pleasure to have you in here and have a yarn to you.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine.
I think the last time we chatted was on New Year's Eve, and you might have been in your hotel in Wanaka.
Oh, yeah.
On the way to...
Rhythm and Alps. Yeah.
That was cool, man. That kind of one of those cool things which made our show. We were like, yeah, fuck yes.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Takes me right back. I love Wanaka at that time of the year. Mm-hmm. It stays light for ages and it's hot and yeah.
Are you playing Rhythm and Alps this time around?
No. No, we actually have New Year's off.
Okay.
Yeah, for the first time in like 20 mm-hmm. years, mm-hmm. which is, I'm indifferent about it. Mm-hmm.
Are you doing stuff before New Year's?
Yeah, so on the 29th, we're playing, 29th of December, we're playing in Tauranga. Mm-hmm. And then on the 4th of January, we're playing Matakana. So it's kind of like, yeah, almost New Year's.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've actually got a double pass to the show in Matakana on the 4th to give away. So just keep an ear out. Or just text on through to 53395 now and just register your interest if you're keen on that double pass. Sweet lineup, by the way. Freddy's and King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
That's right.
Have you guys figured out what order everyone's going to play in?
No, not really. I remember seeing King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard just outside this building at Laneways a couple mm-hmm. of years ago, and they blew my mind. And they were real thrashy and just, I love thrash metal, and I was really surprised that they went there mm-hmm. and they got all sorts of colors that they can sort of paint, but they were like high energy, and I was like hell yeah, so super stoked to have them. Mm-hmm. And Freddy's as well, they're big time players, and haven't really figured out the running order to be honest.
It's gonna be one hell of a party.
Yeah,
I reckon
it's kind of cool because like we kind of feel that there's been a lot of same old, we're like, I don't know, in the dance music scene anyway, there's just kind of one flavor a lot.
Yes.
For a whole night or a whole day. And we're just like, man, we want to change it up. And like, we love going to festivals and parties where there's like a whole lot of different.
Yeah, totally.
Flavors. So that's what we're going for.
Yeah, and it definitely feels like there's something for like, every one of your mates if you're gonna go to these shows.
Yeah.
It's just like, that'll scratch this person's itch, and you know, there's this for that other person, and they all the bands can bring it as well.
Totally. So, and just hopefully maybe some people experience something new as well. Maybe like you're jonesing on King Giz and you see Freddy's or something like that. So that's what it's all about, you know, it's trying to connect the dots a little bit. Yeah.
Sweet. Hey, this is a guest selection feature. Would you like to play a song for us, and why?
Yes, I would. So this first track is called Condition by No Sage Thing. I'm not even sure how you pronounce that. And this artist is someone who has been on my radar for a while, but they just released an album in the last month, and it's incredible. Just really, and the story is that he lost his hearing a little bit just before COVID, and so the music that he made was just stuff that was kind of pleasing to his damaged ears. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I was reading a lot about it before I heard the album, and I thought that was really interesting. But yeah, the lushness of the album is really dope. Check it out. I think the album is called Condition as well. So yeah, this has got
Toro and Moana.
Yeah, that's the one. Thank you.
my condition. This is my condition. Running towards the light. This tunnel vision got me losing sight. I'm on a mission. Had you by my side, and now you're missing. Lost my appetite. It's my condition.
Do you want to pronounce that artist? I have no idea.
No sesh.
Turn that down.
That's what they're called. No sesh thing. No, yeah, something like that. But man, that's a deep breath. It's a meditation right there. When I put that on in the morning, I know things are going the right way. Yeah.
Now you've got another couple of tracks lined up for us. Two, we're going to play two in a row. This is an artist that you actually sent through to me a while ago. You're pretty pumped on them. They're playing Laneway.
So pumped. Like, I'm not beyond pumped. I'm obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just, I'm sculling every little bit of juice I can get from the turnstile vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm high as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Turnstile. Incredible band. They're kind of like, I don't know, like new hardcore or something, but their whole ethos is so dope, and their whole, like, there's this inclusionary vibe which is really, really cool on their music. It's really, they just seem like really nice people that make really powerful music.
Mm-hmm.
It's heavy, really heavy, and it's when I heard it in lockdown, just changed my life. So we've got two tunes from them. The first one is called Blackout.
Mm-hmm.
We
were very pumped to, it's the first show down here. It's so exciting to see them play Laneway. Some BFM texter got in touch and said, no, they've been down here before. They played at Lucha Lounge probably to maybe 20 people.
Yeah.
But it's always cool to see bands like this pounding the pavement, but then suddenly getting, cut through.
It's incredible.
And, getting that audience happening.
Yeah, it's cool to hear. Like, they've been going for 10 years. Their dad said on a recent little video, like I say, I've been sculling all their info. And, they've been grinding for 10 years, and then now all of a sudden things are really hitting for them. Like, they're playing massive shows, their tours, selling out, and rightly so. I mean, they're on Roadrunner Records, nominated for a Grammy. I mean, that's big for a metal act. And yeah, man, I just absolutely love them. And Laneway's As soon as I saw them on there, I just wet myself. It's like, I love it. That's what I love about music, eh? Like, you can get so much out of it.
Mm.
Just have these things that make your life so much better. Turnstile makes my life better. So the first song is called Blackout, and I love that line and whatever it might be, the chorus. When you see me on the floor, it's just part of my show. Like, you passed out and, yeah, blackout. That's deep. And then we're doing a mini mega mix, Turnstile mini mega mix. The song after that is Holiday, which is kind of like, that's definitely a good business card for the Turnstile vibe as well.
And I can lie. You know it won't be long until the end. Let the spotlight shine on me again. Back out in the middle of your life. Just like a black girl in the middle of the night. You
I'm so crisped. I'm toasted.
Laneway is going to be such a good day. Get your tickets. I know there's a, they copped a bit of heat for moving from Albert Park to Western Springs, but Western Springs is like, I mean, Laneway in Albert Park is absolutely magical, but Western Springs is like our premier outdoor venue. It's so good.
That's not a terrible venue. Mm. And you got to use it or lose it.
They turnstile are going to go off. Let's face it, it's going to be amazing in Western Springs.
Yeah, there's this thing that happens in the main stage zone when people jump up and down at the same time. The ground flexes. Like, I saw Foo Fighters there a few years ago. It was quite disconcerting. It's kind of like an earthquake.
Yes.
But people jumping up and down, and the whole sort of basin flexes like a trampoline. It's the most crazy feeling. Yeah, it's real weird. And that's going to happen during the turnstile. But don't worry, you'll be okay. Man, I can't say how much I love that band enough. Yeah, so good. From Baltimore, really, I love Baltimore House as well. And it's really interesting to see that kind of next generation of music coming out of Baltimore. I was like, dope as hell. Anyway.
What would you like to play next, Sam, from Shapeshifter?
Just going to change it up a little bit and play a track called Spirit Wave by Mall Grab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dope tune.
Just good song?
Good song. Good vibes.
And into the forest.
Mall Grab, Spirit Wave.
Yeah.
As selected that, by Sam from Shapeshifter.
Riding that wave.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys have, we're going to get to this in a bit, but you guys have been putting out some new music very recently.
Should probably play that one at some stage too. Yeah. Put out a song called Crystal Eyes on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, pretty stoked to get some new music out, stoked to get that one out in particular. Definitely had some strong emotions associated with it and sort of entwined in it. So good to see that one free.
You've got the fires are burning again, because I think the last time, or one of the times we spoke, you weren't sure if there's ever going to be any more Shapeshifter music. Mm. But obviously,
I was depressed that day. Oh, sheesh. Well, you know, we've been doing it a long time, man.
Yes.
It's been over two decades, and for me and for all of us, we only want to do music if it means something to us, if we feel like we're saying something that is meaningful, you know. And man, like, nothing lasts forever. Like, sometimes the well might run dry on the Shapeshifter buzz, but it's not dry yet. Mm-hmm. And we're really enjoying writing the song Crystallize. It was written, like, we might as well play it now, I guess, because we're talking about it. We wrote the song at the time when the tidal wave of COVID, you know, everyone's sick about talking about COVID, but if you take yourself back to that time when COVID was just a thing that was starting to hit, and we just started to, you know, we played our last show, there were no more shows and travel was being cut, and I was like, whoa. And we had the songwriting session booked in, and we're like sort of looking at each other going, man, like, I don't feel creative. I don't feel like, I feel scared, and I feel like, what the hell is going on? And, you know, pandemic, what is even a pandemic? Mm. But from that sort of uncertainty and sort of fear came a, I don't know if a resolution or an answer, but it was just like a vibe of like just holding on and rolling through it and writing together and just like letting go, you know. And it was a really beautiful feeling to go, you know what, there's nothing we can do about this. Mm-hmm. We just gotta fly, basically. And yeah, I just listened to it a lot during all the uncertainty, and it always made me feel like above it or something, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I mean, this is obviously something you've written a couple of years ago. Has this made its way into the Shapeshifter live set?
It has, but we haven't played it live yet. But yeah, we'll be playing it over summer for sure.
Nice. Fire us a text 3 to 5 3 9 5 if you're keen to throw your name in the ring for this double pass to see Shapeshifter, Fat Freddy's Drop, and King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard at the Matakana Country Park on the 4th of January. Yeah, easy as that. Your name and your B card through to 5 3 9 5.
Cheer.
The temperature's rising. Yeah, we are no overdrive. The wave we're riding. Hold the wheel, let's fly. Take 5 hours a year. We'll be right back.
The temperature's high.
Awesome.
There's a new song, Crystallize.
By this new group called Shapeshifter. You might know them playing around Aotearoa over the summer. Some big, decent festivals.
Yeah.
Have you got, just quickly, I was just thinking about this before. Have you guys made the trek overseas recently now that we can? Nah, haven't done it?
Nah.
Gonna do it? Plans? Nah. Anyone like making offers? Go play a couple of shows up in the UK?
Yeah. There are, but it's like we've just been kind of, I guess we went through that whole thing of the recent troubles,
mm-hmm.
and just sort of managed to hang on to the sanity and the kind of the general wah of the group,
mm-hmm.
and we're really happy right now, just sort of building and writing and doing that stuff. And overseas travel just sounds like a bitch right now. Like, mm-hmm. you know, there's so much.
It's so expensive. I see a lot of stuff online. Everyone's complaining. I mean, you know, just, I shouldn't say complaining, but going, hey man, it's really hard for people to make a buck touring overseas because gas and travel, yeah, and
100%. So we're all good. We're just kind of biding our time. Mm-hmm. We'll be back out there next year, I'd say. We're going to do Australia and Europe, I think, middle of next year. But yeah, mm-hmm. like we're all good. It's been really awesome actually to have the time to just connect with home, connect with family, mm. and each other. And that's where we're at.
When did you last do a big run of Europe? Like, and also another question, apart from the UK, are there any other like Shapeshifter strongholds where you go and play somewhere that you're like, oh my God, everyone in Turkey loves us?
Amsterdam's pretty good. Amsterdam's good to us. Where else? I mean, we spent a lot of time in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. Definitely fun to go back there. Czech Republic, played some good festivals, mm. and got some good fans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a vibey place to go, Czech Republic. Shout out to all my Czechies. But yeah, I guess the last time we were there was 2019. Seems like ages ago.
Yep.
And
it's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey mate, we've probably got time for, I reckon, two more songs.
You can't
songs.
Kick me off. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's just as well because I've got two songs for ya.
Okay.
First one is by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
It's called
Sleep Drifter,
and it's on the 2017 Flying Microtonal Banana. Thank you, props person out there with the banana. Right on cue. Yeah. Don't know if that was intentional, but there you go. So, and Flying Microtonal Banana is just an incredible album where they explored the world of microtonal music. And if people don't know what microtonal music is, it's basically in music that we will mostly hear on the radio, mm-hmm. is 12 notes in a scale. But this is in New Zealand and stuff, but all around the world and other parts of the world, they have scales where it's not those 12 notes. It's like double that, or like little iterations of, you know, halfway between the note, and mm-hmm. it all sounds like really interesting, really, really buzzy. Because like, who decided that we'd have 12 notes? I don't know. I mean, you could probably Google that, but but yeah, no, it's really interesting. And they brought guitars and like ripped the fretboards off and made the fretboards exactly how they wanted them to for these particular scales. I mean, they went to a lot of effort, and I don't know, got a lot of respect for King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. That's why they're playing these shows with us, 29th of December.
And 4th of Jan.
And 4th of Jan.
Text on through if you want to go to the one on the 4th of Jan.
In Matakana, yeah. Matakana will be a doozy. So, yeah, this is from that album, and you'll hear the microtonal thing going on. It sounds like kind of... You would have heard it before. It's a be a familiar sound to you, but not many rock bands kind of do this thing. And it's, they went all in.
Thank you.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, eh?
Just like that. Yeah.
Man, I hope they play that one.
Hope they play that one. From Australia, they've released like 17 albums or something. 5 albums this year. They're a force to be reckoned with. Mm. Incredible. Live, they're pretty versatile, thrashy, all sorts of lovely
everything.
Things.
There's yeah. so many. I got for my birthday, I got a King Gizzard double B-sides and outtakes album. And everything on there is about 1.5 minutes long, and there's like just so many ideas thrown in there. I was like, I wish they'd write a whole song out of this. Wow. You know, there's just so much good stuff.
Yeah.
They're just obviously just churning out ideas and documenting them all.
They're alive with the music. And I was listening to an interview as well with I think it was a singer, and he said that there's a song they always played at soundcheck. They're just, I don't know, a jam, and that ended up being one of the songs on one of their newer albums that they released this year, 1 of 5. So anyway, sick, come and see them in Matakana Jan 4th with us, and Tauranga on December 29th.
Nice one. Okay, we'll play one last song. If you're listening out there and you fancy heading along to the gig at Matakana, I know I've given it a bloody good push now, but I do have a double pass up for grabs. Just text through your name and your B card number to 5395. That easy. It's a double pass. I mean, who doesn't want to go to the show? It's going to be pretty awesome.
The doubler. Yeah. Get amongst. And
what's the last song for us, Sam from Shapeshifter?
The last song, John.
I've got, Johnny, is it Moderat? Moderat?
Yeah. So they're German from Berlin. Yeah, I always say Moderat, but it's probably Moderat. Or something, you know, the Germans like to cut the ends off words or make funny starts. I love Germans, by the way. From Berlin, this album came out this year. What's the album called? It's called something.
More Data?
More Data, that's the one. It's a beautiful, absolutely beautiful album. Male vocal. I don't know, why I love male vocals, but I really do, and these guys really hit the mark. Easy Prey. I hope you feel good out there, and
we'll see you on January 4th.
Yeah,
just north of Auckland there.
Man.
All right. Cheers, Sam.
Cheers.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.